The Canada Summer Games Sherbrooke 2013 Torch Relay is into its final week. After 6 months on Quebec roads and a visit to Coaticook a few days ago, I have William Hogg on the line. I'm glad you're able to take some time to speak with us. I understand that you're very, very busy.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Yeah, things are really rolling along right now.
The relay started out in Magog, right?
Exactly. We arrived at the McPherson dock at 8 o'clock by boat. And it left Georgeville between Magog up to Deauville Beach, start from Deauville. And it actually will end at Addo Beaver Park around 1.
So that's on Wednesday.
If anybody would be interested in going down to Addo Beaver Park to welcome the torch, we'd be happy to welcome everybody. It leaves from Deauville around 8:30, and it should arrive at Addo Beaver around 1.
Okay, and then on Thursday, what happens?
Thursday, it'll leave from Addo Beaver. It goes up to Bromptonville and then back down to the corner of Portland and Belvedere, where on the 2nd, it will start late in the afternoon, head downtown through Wellington, then up King, King over to Jacques Cartier, then down the Jacques Cartier Bridge, up to Galt, and then from Galt up to University, and then into the stadium around 8 o'clock.
Okay, so that would be on Thursday evening?
Yeah, Thursday. It'll start late in the afternoon.
Okay. Now, Friday, what happens on Friday?
Friday, it leaves from the corner of Belvedere and Portland to the University.
Okay, so who are some of the carriers of the torch?
There's some local sports personalities. Frederick Niemeyer used to play tennis. We've got Lloyd Langlois carried it. There's Christian Gagnon who will carry it. A few local hockey players. A lot of the sports personalities from the region will be carrying it. Plus, just normal people who were really keen on carrying the torch and being part of the whole Canada Games excitement that's hitting the town right now.
So, what is the mood? Is everybody really excited?
Well, everybody's excited, but there's a whole heck of a lot of stress right now.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. No, there's no big problems. It's just all those final minute
details
that we're just not sure that everything's ready, and we hope it is, but, you know, I think everybody's really looking forward, though, to the launch on the 2nd.
Yeah, so that's Friday night, and that will take place at 7 o'clock?
Yeah, it starts at 7 o'clock in the Sherbrooke University Stadium, the torch lighting the cauldron around 8.
Okay, and I understand that there will be some surprises in store. Do you know what they are?
Surprises at the opening ceremony?
Yes.
Oh, there will be lots of surprises. Mm-hmm. We tried to keep most of the events under lock and key, but I do know that for the English community, Johnny Reed, who's a graduate of Bishop's, used to play football there.
Right.
He'll be one of the headliners for the ceremony.
Okay.
And but that's public knowledge. We've
yeah,
that
yeah.
For a long time.
Right. Right. So that's really something to look forward to.
Yeah. And you could probably expect very important local personalities to take part. And it's going to be a ceremony that's going to represent Sherbrooke at its best.
So what has been your part in this? What have you been involved in doing?
Oh, I've been there since 2010. I started off as the language services manager, so making sure that everything was bilingual, making sure that the English community got involved in the games. And I've also been in charge of social inclusion programs. So I have, starting yesterday, 125 volunteers from across Canada coming into the region. Inuit from the north, Francophones from outside the province, Anglophones from across Quebec. So it's a pretty big program there too. Back in the fall, I got a promotion up to assistant deputy CEO. So I've been working on a lot of communications and marketing stuff, and it's been a big roller coaster. Time has flown by.
I can imagine. Do you find that you've had enough volunteers? I know that you have put
a
call out.
We're close to passing the 6,000 mark. We're still in need, though, of security volunteers, especially for the village. And so for if there's any Anglophones out there who are looking to pitch in a few hours here and there, make sure you give us a call. You can always go to our website and sign up. But, yeah, the village, we still need some help.
You still need some help. That's good to know if anybody out there wants
to
volunteer their time. So, well, I guess Friday will be the big kickoff, and everybody can't wait for it to happen.
Well, everybody out there, pray for good weather for Friday.
For sure, for sure. Well, thank you very much, William Hogg, for taking the time to speak with us and to give us an update on what's been happening.
Great.